This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number at 848-6333.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the publisher of Consumer Guide. Tom Appel is standing by, and we're going to take some new cars for a test drive. We'll talk about some of the cars that the editors at Consumer Guide have driven in recent times, and I'll also share with you personally about some of the vehicles that I've had here in the Auto World driveway. Telephone wise, you can reach us anywhere in North America, toll free at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Let's stick with that one today, bob@autoworldradio.com. And by the way, when you get a chance, check out my website, autoworldradio.com, as well as check out North American Driver for my car reviews. That's one of the places that you can see my car reviews. They're kind of scattered around a couple of different entities, but that one is the primary one. So check it out, NorthAmericanDriver.com. Right now, let's go to Chicago and welcome one of our favorite guests. He is the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. He is the one and only Mr. Tom Appel. Tom, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Bob?
Not too bad, thanks. There's nothing like a new car. You know, unfortunately, there are people listening to this broadcast right now that have never owned a new car. Sometimes it's by choice. Sometimes it isn't by choice, but I don't know about you. You know, ever since I was a little boy, I just always loved being around new cars.
Absolutely, and I did what I could. I worked at dealerships. I worked at gas stations. Yeah, being around new cars was always a primary goal for me.
And certainly, you know, today there are more vehicles on the road here in the USA than we've ever seen before. And certainly the price of new vehicles has escalated significantly, but yet the automakers continue to have record years. 2016 was an amazing year, Tom, for sales for some very high brand, you know, high-end brands. BMW, I know, had a record year. Mercedes, I believe, had a record year as well. So there's money out there somewhere.
There is, although we have to start wondering about how much money is left. And I ask this question only because, and you've probably seen the same numbers I have, affordability is becoming an issue. The average new car transaction price on a new car now is pushing $35,000, $36,000. And what we're seeing is that the average new car loan is now comfortably over 60 months. And people are going 7 or 8 years on their loans now. And it's crazy because they can't turn them in then. So I think the pool of buyers shrinks as the prices rise. And yet, as you know, last year was a boffo year for the industry, 17.5 million cars sold in the United States. You'd think we'd be hitting a wall, but we don't seem to hit it.
Yeah, it's interesting, and you bring out a really good point with the loans escalating to lengthier terms, 7-8 year loans. I know of a situation right now where a person has a vehicle. It's not that old. It's only three, four years old, and they want to turn it in for a new vehicle, but unfortunately they owe more on their old vehicle than it's presently worth.
Yeah, that's a huge problem with long loans, is that you don't take equity in the car now until the fourth, fifth, or even sixth year, because your car depreciates faster than you accumulate any sort of equity. And it literally makes it impossible to buy a new car.
Yeah, it's something we'll talk about on further shows, but let's get behind the wheel and talk about some of the vehicles that I've been driving and you guys have been driving. For myself, this past week, I've been behind the wheel of the GS Lexus. I have not been behind the wheel of a GS Lexus for since I've been down here in Florida, but this is an interesting combination and a new combination. It's a 2-liter turbo in a pretty large size vehicle, but once again, it amazes me, Tom, how much the modern engineers are able to wring out of these small power plants.
Yeah, Lexus is sort of a newcomer to the small turbocharged engine, but they've embraced it with gusto. I have not driven the GS with the 2-liter turbo, but I have driven the small NX crossover, for example, and the RC Sport Coupe, and both of those work just fine with that engine. There's a lot of power, and the engine's very refined.
Yeah, I have enjoyed it. I'll have it for a few more days, but my experience so far has been quite positive, and, you know, it doesn't feel underpowered. The GS is a rear-wheel drive vehicle, which, of course, I prefer, and mine has got the F-Sport package on it, so they've got it configured for a sporty driver. Love the little digital turbo boost gauge. That's something you would never see years ago, but I'll be reporting on that really soon. But let's talk about a quick spin that you guys took in a 2017 Honda Civic, and in this particular configuration, it was the coupe variant. That's a vehicle I have not driven, and in touring form, and this is the CVT variant. Tell us a little bit about the experience at Consumer Guide with this quick spin in this Honda Civic.
Yeah, we drove a top-line model. That's the touring model, and like Toyota, Honda is embracing small turbos, although not quite as quickly, but the Civic is now available in higher-end trim models with a 1.5-liter turbocharged engine, and it's kind of a nice little engine. In the touring model that we tested, it came with a CVT, or continuously variable transmission, and it's quick, and the the coupe version, it seems to, and I can't get confirmation of this, but it seems like the suspension is buttoned down just a little bit more, because this car seems just a little bit sportier than other Civics I've driven. But the really great news was with the fuel economy we got with, I think we got three drivers through this test vehicle, and we averaged comfortably over 30 miles per gallon, which just, it seems like a great, almost painless way to get good mileage.
I like the styling. You've got a great picture of the vehicle that you guys drove, and it was done up in an interesting color. It's called Energy Green, and it's striking, and as a matter of fact, most of your editors like the look.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of youth appeal to that color, and I think you're going to see a lot of buyers under 30 embrace it, but it's a great color, and it's fun to see what manufacturers are doing with color lately. It'll be interesting to see how this color catches on and what it does to resale value in years future.
It's amazing when you see what has happened to the Civic lineup over the years. Do you remember the original Honda Civics that were imported here into the North American marketplace? I mean, they were teeny tiny cars. And they were very low in content, almost laughable when I stop and think about, you know, as a kid looking back at some of those early Civics. Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah. My wife actually drove a CVC when I met her back in the late 80s. It was a car that had been handed around her family, and she was the last person who, stuck with it, but it was actually a really reliable vehicle, and it was one of those cars that wouldn't die. It blew puffs of brown smoke. It was definitely getting close to retirement, but it served her family well, and I think they put 180,000 miles on it. Yeah, it was extremely low content and very loud inside, but it was also very reliable.
You guys recently had the opportunity to take out a Lexus that I have also driven in recent times. This is the Lexus RX, the crossover vehicle that started the crossover phenomenon is what it is now, but it was the hybrid variant, the 450H. When we come back on the other side, we'll get Consumer Guide's expert opinion on this vehicle. I'll throw in my 2 cents worth, and if you'd like to throw in your 2 cents worth, we'd love to hear from you. Andy is standing by at the phones at 855-660-4261.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
we're back and we're live all across North America on great radio stations, including the one you're listening to right now, as well as around the world via GCNlive.com. Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. As usual, Tom not only has some great editorial pieces up, but also some great looking back and humorous pieces, including a showcase of 10 luxury car ads from 1984. So I'm going to test your knowledge here. Let's do this. This to me is an easy question because it certainly is one of the most controversial models in this particular make's history. But who gave us the Cimarron back in 1984? Who made the Cimarron? Which car company? Whoever dials up with the answer at 855-660-4261 or sends me an email at bob@autoworldradio.com will get a cool prize from Warren Tracy. He's the owner. He's the main guy at the Busted Knuckle Garage. But right now we'll go back to our test drives, and Andy will be taking your calls. So say hello to Andy when you call in. The Lexus 450 RX crossover in hybrid configuration. And as I mentioned, I had this vehicle a little while back, and certainly this is the vehicle that really kicked off what is now the hottest segment out there. Of course, this is the premium crossover segment, but Tom, as you pointed out earlier, you know, the smaller crossovers is where the action is these days, and certainly in the premium crossovers, lots of manufacturers have Lexus to thank for inventing this segment back in, I believe it was 98 or 99.
Yeah, it was introduced at the Chicago Auto Show, and I don't know that most of the media knew what to make of the car. What was a car-based SUV really going to be like? I mean, the word crossover was new to us at the time, but this vehicle and its companion, the Toyota Highlander, really changed the automotive landscape. And it's worth noting, as we had discussed crossovers, that Lincoln has just decided to kill the Lincoln MKZ, which means that the Lincoln lineup now has just one car, two crossovers and one SUV. So they have gone mostly crossover, and that we really do have Lexus to thank for these developments.
That's a very interesting move on the part of Lexus, but that's what I keep hearing from folks, and I keep hearing from industry officials is, you know, that sedan sales are way down here in 2016, 2017, and more and more people, traditional sedan buyers, are not going the sedan route.
No, they're really not, and it's interesting to see the way that the manufacturers are responding to this. We have, you know, General Motors, Chevrolet has taken the Equinox and made it a little bit smaller. They've kept the Traverse large, and they're going to slot a vehicle between those two just to get one more vehicle in their lineup. And we're seeing this happen everywhere as customers are just getting away from sedans. It was last year that the Toyota RAV4 outsold the Camry a couple of months, which is something that would have been unthinkable a few years ago.
That's so true. Let's talk about this latest incarnation of the Lexus 450 H. This is the RX. Styling-wise, again, it's got the spindle grille, as we're getting used to from the Lexus brand. I particularly like the greenhouse area of this car. I think it's striking the way that they've designed the glass portion of this vehicle. Tom, what, give us your thoughts about the styling of this vehicle.
It grows on me. At first, yeah. It's not an easy vehicle to love, and our senior editor, Damon Bell, actually calls this design violent origami. Which sort of applies because there's just a lot of hard edges and creases here, but it does, the look really grows on you. It's very aerodynamic. It's very sleek. But yeah, it's fairly aggressive, but this is a very likable vehicle. The RX is probably the least sporty of all the midsize crossovers, and despite its aggressive looks, it's all about refinement. It is a very quiet vehicle. It is a very well-built vehicle. The interior just feels like there's a lot of craftsmanship involved, and to drive it, it's one of the most transparent hybrids that you can drive. If you're not looking for it, you will never know that this is a hybrid vehicle. It's just very smooth, and the best here it is. This is a smooth, powerful, mid-sized luxury crossover, and it's good for a legitimate 30 mpg in our testing. You can break 30 miles per gallon in a vehicle this big and this comfortable.
Again, it reminds me how far we've come in a relatively short span of time with hybrid technology, and Toyota, having been in a couple of Priuses recently, the Prime Prius as well as the Prius 4, certainly the best one by leaps and bounds, and this same system that was developed originally for the Prius is the same hybrid synergy drive that we see in all the Toyota and Lexus products. And in this Lexus RX 450H, like you say, if you didn't know it was a hybrid or weren't into vehicles, you would have no idea.
No, absolutely. It's funny, you can stair-step that sort of transparency as if you've driven previous versions of the Toyota Prius. The first one was very clearly a hybrid vehicle, and you could feel the engine engaging and disengaging, and it got better with every passing generation. And then, that, as you mentioned, that technology is now line-wide at Toyota Lexus, and it's extremely refined now. This is definitely a high point for the technology.
You did a cool story over the past few days that I wanted to touch on, and that's a question that I get quite often here. Folks who are buying a vehicle, and quite often dealers are pushing extended warranties. It's always a little bit of a dilemma. Luckily, you know, more manufacturers have expanded beyond the 3-year, 36,000-mile range that was commonplace for decades. That was pretty much all vehicles across the board. But as you get into the more expensive vehicles, they become 4 years, 48,000 miles, 5 years, 60,000 miles. But there's no doubt about it. It's one of those dilemmas because as soon as your warranty runs out, it always seems to happen that that's when something goes wrong with your vehicle. And today, to repair a vehicle completely 100% out of your own pocket can be expensive.
It absolutely can be expensive, and the selling of the warranty is a very big profit center for a lot of dealerships. I don't know how many people know this, but you make a certain amount of money selling the car, and then the F&I guy, the finance and insurance manager, the person you see to wrap up your transaction, that guy is charged with making additional money for the dealership. And one of the things that he can sell you is an extended warranty. And they make a lot of money. The dealer makes a lot of money off of selling these warranties. And the thing about it is that you think that it's very convenient to buy it at that time because you can just add it to the price of your car and roll it into your payments, and then you don't really feel the pain of it. But if you don't know if you're going to keep this car past the warranty period, you really shouldn't invest in the warranty. Additionally, something I like to say all the time is no one sells you a warranty that they think you need.
Very good, Tom. And I like the name of the writer on this one, guest author. When we come back on the other side, more with Tom Appel.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Tom Appelis with his publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. And before we go any further, Tom, for those who have never logged on and checked out consumerguide.com, why don't you tell folks about all the cool things that you do on a day-to-day basis?
Oh, yeah, thank you. All our new car and used car reviews live at consumerguide.com. Comprehensive reviews of every vehicle you might want to buy, new or used. And from there, you can link to the CG Daily Drive blog. That's where we try to have some fun with the news, and we go further in depth with our new car reviews as well. The blog is updated every day, so it's worth checking back. And, yeah, we have some fun with the news there. We have a piece from the Chicago Auto Show where our editor, Damon Bell, checked out the interesting colors of the auto show. That's well worth checking out. Good photography.
Very good. Extremely well done. Let's talk about some other new vehicles. Haven't been anywhere near this one. Be very interested to check it out myself. The 2017 BMW X4 M40i. A lot of different numerals and designations there, but basically BMW continues to amp up their crossover family, and this is an M package car. It's not an M car, but nevertheless, it's certainly very well done and certainly a little bit on the pricey side.
It is a little on the pricey side, and it's one of those vehicles where you it forces you to ask the question, how many different crossovers can BMW offer to the public? In this case, the X4 is based on the X3, but it has what they call their coupe styling. So it's a four-door crossover, but with a more rakish roofline, and the big what you give up there is rear seat space, really. And as you mentioned, the M, it's not a full M variant. It's not an MX4 exactly, but it is a stepped-up version with improved ride and handling. I'm not improved ride, I'm sorry, but improved handling and more power from the 3-liter turbocharged 6. And in a nutshell, this vehicle is very expensive, but it is absolutely a blast to drive. It is as much fun as you would expect any BMW with an M designation in its name to drive. There's all sorts of great power. Surprisingly agile handling for some that you would consider to be a crossover, and really nicely crafted cabin. All sorts of fun to drive. Really enjoyed it.
The price is tested with $67,495, but for that you're getting a lot of cool stuff, and certainly this vehicle is going to have a very high resale value. Some people are a little bit perplexed by the styling on this vehicle, but I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to kind of bridge that sedan and crossover marketplace with this, and I think in execution this does that pretty well.
Yeah, it has a lot of, it actually is very functional. It has a lot of wagon functionality. It's a little crowded for four adults, but if you were to fold the rear seats back, you have great room for the two front seat passengers and all sorts of cargo space. It'd be great for a vacation, going camping, something like that, because you have all this cargo space. It's weird, and you would be better off with the X3, which is more of a conventional crossover just from a functional utility point of view. But if you're looking for styling and something a little bit different, this is an interesting way to go.
Let's talk about a first spin. Rick Cotta, your man on the road, got the opportunity to check out the 2017 Jeep Compass. This is the first Jeep launch that I have missed in many, many, many years, but looking forward to get back out on the road there as soon as my health continues to improve. But this is an important vehicle for Jeep, and the previous Compass was a vehicle that had some good qualities, but it also had a number of qualities that kept a lot of buyers away. But it looks like they've done their job. When I look at the face of this vehicle, you know, I'm looking at a vehicle that resembles both the Grand Cherokee as well as the Plain Cherokee. It looks like it's a very well-done vehicle, as you would expect from the Jeep brand. What were Rick's initial impressions of this vehicle?
Yeah, Rick's impressions are generally favorable. I think this is the vehicle that appeals most to Rick, who's a very practical guy. It slots between the subcompact Renegade and between the midsize Cherokee in size, and this is quickly going to become Jeep's most important vehicle in that slot. The two vehicles it had there before, the old Compass and the Patriot, were based on ancient Mercedes Chrysler Daimler or Daimler Chrysler architecture, and really weren't up to snuff. But yeah, our guy Rick went on the road, drove it, and came back generally impressed. I think the least impressive element of this, according to Rick, was the Tiger Shark engine, which is a Chrysler engine that's been around a little too long. Recently named Tiger Shark to make it a little more interesting, but it's their old 2.4-liter four-cylinder engine. And while it has enough power, it's not the most refined mill on the planet. But the rest of the vehicle, very refined, and will probably do very well sales-wise in the U.S.
I would imagine so. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at 855-660-4261. Got the easy trivia question out there. Tom did a great piece about luxury print ads from 1984, and I just picked one of the luxury cars featured in one of these ads. I thought by now somebody would have gotten this one right, and it's simple. It's who gave us the Cimarron? That's right. Who gave us the Cimarron? Which brand of automobile manufacturer gave us the Cimarron? And we'll try not to give it away because it's just right there at the tip of my tongue. But we'll continue to take your calls and emails, Bob, at autoworldradio.com. Infinity continues to mix things up with some new products, including you guys had the opportunity to get behind the wheel of the 2017 Infiniti Q50. This is a four-door sedan in red sport trim. Tell us a little bit about this sporty performance vehicle.
Yeah, the Q50 is Infiniti's compact sedan. Competes with the BMW 3 Series or the Lexus IS. And I think it's a vehicle that's been overlooked a little bit too much by people, but what fun this vehicle is. The Red Sport is a new addition for 2017. This is their new turbocharged 3-liter V6. It's available in 3-liter, 300-horsepower form and in Red Sport 400-horsepower form. And this is a honey of an engine. I think a lot of people might be disappointed that Infiniti's old V6, which was available in originally 3-liter and then 3.5-liter form, is gone. And that was a great engine. But this turbocharged engine is a heck of a replacement. It's incredibly smooth, incredibly powerful, and works really well with the Infiniti 7-speed automatic. Nice car. Gets pricey in this trim level, but I don't know, worth a look. If you're shopping, if you are fortunate enough to be shopping in the luxury compact sedan market, I would recommend this one.
Yeah, I haven't driven it, but I would definitely concur with you, Tom. It looks like a very good package, and certainly the Infiniti folks continue to turn out some great products and surprising products. If you haven't been in one for a while and you're in that particular segment shopping around, don't forget about Infiniti. Go over and take a look at the local Infiniti dealer. 855-660-4261, who gave us the Cimarron back in 1984. And speaking of 1984, in this article that Tom did, very cool bit that you did. Yeah, my favorite ad of the bunch here is for, you know, one of my dream vehicles, although I hear it's a real beast as far as trying to repair, but you got to love that Aston Martin Lagonda ad from 1984. I remember the first time seeing one of these in Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts. And I know a guy out in California, Bo Bachman, from the family that owns all those dealerships, Bachman Ford and Jag and Range Rover and Land Rover and Aston Martin. I know he collects them. But when we come back, we'll talk about some of these cool ads and more test drives with Tom Appel around the corner.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If your car is no longer covered by a manufacturer's warranty, repairing it can break the bank.
Rebuild, replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild, replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent.
A vehicle service contract just makes sense.
And a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty makes the most sense. Many other companies hit you with a large down payment. With Toco, there's no down payment. And with Toco, you can pay as you go with affordable payments. Don't waste another minute. Pick up the phone and call Toco right now to start saving big money on expensive covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle. The monthly price for most plans, about the cost of a tank of gas per month. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-721-4928. That's 800-721-4928. 800-721-4928.
Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrant Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 different gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. Let me remind you, as host of Auto World Radio, I want to give you some good news. I was digging this out here. We have some new sponsors, Nationwide, AMS Oil Distributors, George Douglas, and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMS Oil's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. Both of these guys can answer every single one of your questions and ensure that you get the best lubrication products for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. It was in 1972 that AMS Oil pioneered the synthetic lubrication system for the auto world. AMS Oil provides the best lubrication money that you can buy. Ensure that you're getting the best and ensure you're getting the best advice, because I know both of these guys and they're really good guys. So you can call them up and just shoot the breeze, ask some questions. George Douglas, his website is oilhelp.com, oilhelp.com. Telephone number 800-887-6698. 800-887-6698 to contact Dan Wilson. Go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-870-2986. Tom Appel is back with us from Consumer Guide. And before that hard network break there, we were talking about a gamut of things, including this wonderful article that you put together with some modern-day vehicles, which are no doubt destined to be future collectibles. Tell us a little bit more about putting this article together about 1984.
Yeah, 1984 is a big year for me. I was still pumping gas at the time, so in a fairly affluent area. So I used to see an interesting collection of cars that would roll through in those days, all cars I'd hoped I'd own someday, not one of which I've yet to purchase. So I'm not sure that any of that's going to happen, but I used to see a great collection of Mercedes and Jaguars and the occasional. Not a lot of Cadillacs, strangely. A lot of Olds and Buicks pull through there. But, yeah, I put together an ad of at least 10. I've got 10 ads here of just great classic luxury cars from 1984. And I really love the art in some of these ads.
Sounds really beautiful. Absolutely. There's nothing like taking a look back at, like you've done here in 1974, what are some of your other favorites from that particular year, Tom?
Well, one of the cars that's here is the Mercedes-Benz 240D, and the gas station I worked at didn't pump diesel, but we did service those vehicles. So there's a couple of 240Ds and 300Ds as well that I would do the oil changes on. And I was always impressed by those cars for a couple of reasons. One was that they were phenomenally expensive relative to American vehicles, and they were called luxury cars. But if you looked at them, it was less that they were luxury and more that they were just incredibly well-built. You could just close the door, and it sounded like a vault. And you'd look inside, and everything looked like it would last through a nuclear apocalypse. But it wasn't plush. There wasn't deep-piled carpet. There wasn't any sort of velour or anything like that. But there was the occasional wood trim, and everything was lined in metal. And it was just a very different take on luxury, and it just absolutely caught my attention.
Yeah, it definitely a different take from luxury, especially if you take into consideration the year 1984 and most Americans' perception of luxury. And certainly all these years later in 2017, some older buyers are still struggling with what is a luxury vehicle here in 2017 compared to a luxury vehicle of a decade or two or three ago. It has certainly changed significantly. So check out that, and also check out, I know this story was close to your heart because I know this is one of your favorite vehicles. It's a interesting offering from Volkswagen called the Corrado, and it wasn't around for that long, and you do a great historical piece on that.
Yeah, we listed all the content from our original 1993 review of the Corrado, which was the year that the car sort of changed in the eyes of enthusiasts. It had been launched with what they called their G-Ladder G60 engine, which was a 1.8-liter supercharged engine that no one was enthusiastic about. It liked to spin, but it developed no torque, and the car was hard to drive around town. But in 93, one of Volkswagen's first VR6 engines, which I think a lot of people will remember, the narrow-angle V6, was installed in the Corrado, and the vehicle was transformed. The motoring media loved the vehicle. Unfortunately, it was so expensive relative to other cars. This car is about $23,000 when you get into a 5-liter Mustang for more like $15,000 or $16,000. But not a lot of them were sold. So now they're fairly collectible. But I never drove one myself, but by all accounts, they were an absolute delight to drive.
Yeah, I never had the pleasure of driving one either, but I've always heard good things about it, and this is a great story. Everybody check that one out. Another great story that you have up on the humorous side of the fence, in addition to what we've been talking about with the ads, is five forgotten Toyota models, and the vehicle that you've chosen to be the showcase vehicle is this van. I remember this van from 1984. They didn't sell a whole lot of them. It was a little awkward in appearance. When you look at the size of those wheels today, they look pretty tiny. But there are a number of forgotten Toyota models, and thanks, Tom, for pointing these out.
love those vans. I love that Toyota named it simply Toyota Van. That was the name of the vehicle.
That didn't have to go through any kind of evaluation or any type of focus group. They just went with plain and simple. But, yeah, let's take a look at some of those other forgotten Volkswagen, not Volkswagen, Toyota models. Let's take a look here. The Venza. Oh, I remember this one well. Yeah. And this vehicle, when it first came out, was going to do gangbusters, but just never really caught on.
No, it was just like the Honda Crosstour, which was a wagon, a sort of a high-roof wagon version of the Honda Accord. The Venza was that to the Camry, and the public just didn't buy it. They didn't latch onto it as if it was a crossover, and that was exactly the market they were going for. Somehow it looked too much like the car it was based on, and it was arguably not attractive.
The 1996 to 2000 RAV4 two-door variant, which you could get in either a soft-top variant or a hard-top variant. I was in CRV recently, but RAV4 certainly falls into this category as well. It's remarkable how much these vehicles have grown in size since that era. When you think of a RAV4, you think of a relatively small car, or CRV, a relatively small car. Not so much anymore.
No, the current generation Toyota RAV4 is within inches in every dimension of the first Ford Explorer. That's how much crossovers have grown in the last 20 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Another forgotten vehicle. I bet you lots of folks won't remember this one from 92 to 97, the Paseo.
Yeah, Paseo was an interesting car, arguably attractive, but it was really just a sporty two-door version of the Tercel, and it had no drivetrain advantage. It just made use of a 1.5-liter engine, sort of an off-the-shelf Toyota engine, so it didn't offer any sort of driving excitement. It was basically all style. Good-looking, a little expensive compared to the Tercel, and predictably a slow seller.
Another vehicle definitely off the radar screen of most. It's funny, when I look at it, it reminds me of the Mazda. One of the Mazdas from that same era, 1981 to 1984, the Toyota Starlet.
One of Toyota's last economy car, rear drive cars. Small engine, very slow, but deadbolt reliable if you talk to anyone who owned one. And now they're fairly collectible because they are rear drive. They're fairly easy to modify and have some fun with.
Absolutely. Everybody check out all these great articles and look at those classic luxury car ads from 84. Check out the Aston Martin and the Jag and the Mercedes, and it will bring back some memories. And if you're not old enough, you can learn something. So check it out, consumerguide.com. Tom Appel, thank you, my friend. We'll do it again soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Bob.
Konica, the German Shepherd that I rescued, was stinky, skinny, and scrawny, full of skin rashes and scratching. And I started feeding Konica Dynavite, and he became such a happier, itch-free, stink-free dog that I dug deeper into the website.
DINOVITE.com.
What if, in addition to Dynavite, we do the raw beef and the egg diet and see what happens? Forget all these 50-pound bags, the formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways. This dog's as close to a wolf as you can get. They're carnivores. With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and Super Omega on top of it, it just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit. It's unbelievable. Hey, if you're thinking about rescuing a dog, you got to start them out on Dynavite, DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10%.